The Private Spaceflight Era Begins by Mr. C. On October 12th, a 160-wheeled transport carried the Space Shuttle Endeavour through Los Angeles to its new home at the Science Museum. The shuttle moved along at only 2 miles an hour down streets that had been purposely prepared for its final journey. Many people from the Los Angeles area came to see the shuttle. Space shuttles have been at the center of our space program for the last 40 years, but now all of the shuttles that NASA developed are grounded and are finding new homes in science museums around the country. What will take their place? NASA still needs launch vehicles capable of carrying men and equipment up to the space station. In 2011, NASA ended the space shuttle program and decided to pay Russia to transport U.S. astronauts and supplies into space. This was a temporary solution while NASA waited for private space companies to develop their own payload delivery systems. In May of 2012, SpaceX launched the Dragon launch system and became the first company to have a vehicle dock with the International Space Station. Another company, called Orbital Sciences, is competing with SpaceX for NASA space contracts. Several other private companies have announced space plans. Bigelow Aerospace plans to build a new space station in low Earth orbit. Planetary Resources wants to mine asteroids for water and minerals that could be used to supply orbiting stations or permanent outposts in the solar system. In the next 100 years, many more companies will join these first pioneers in building additional launch vehicles and supply stations for further exploration of the solar system.